This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Gabriel Rutledge, I know a lot of like Andrew Rivers, Corey Michaelis, Gabriel Rutledge, Derek Sheen, Travis Nelson, the great comics, and then there's Jared.
Table for one. Please have a seat. Oh. Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome to
We're trying here.
Restaurant Uber Funny. Can I start you off with a water, sir?
Oh, yes, please. That would be there great. Oh, thank you. Very fancy. I appreciate it.
Only the best.
Oh, I have a knot in my stomach from drinking so much hotel water. Super 8 does not have great sink water.
Now, what are you feeling like today for your first course, sir?
I'm not from this area. Do they have like a McDonald's or something nearby? Or what's the
We have closest? A fine dining establishment.
I've been wanting French fries so badly.
So what brings you to town?
Performing at the lounge tonight. It's been pretty a fun weekend so far.
Yeah.
I haven't been in Boise in over a year now.
Uh-huh.
So I used to come here a lot. When they used to have an old comedy club here, Liquid Laughs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Sir, here's your first course.
Oh, thank you.
To dine with. Do you like a napkin?
Oh, man, this is so good. This is actually really great. I'm messy.
Some of our finest silver.
Oh, this is good. This is great. Is this a clean fork?
Yes. It is,
that's
yes.
Good. You know, I drive with Jared a lot, and he hands me some dirty ass fork.
Does he?
No, not. I'm just making up stuff about Jared. Just trying to spread as many rumors about him in Boise before I leave. That's what I'm trying to do. My wife would actually be really happy about this because she's a germaphobe.
Oh, sir, how are you enjoying your gourmet French fries?
They're gourmet. They're really good.
What would you like for your entree this evening?
Do you guys have a Wendy's or like a what other fast food is there? I'm trying to think of. I know there's Wendy's.
Jack in the Box.
Or you guys have Jack in the Box here? Yeah.
Yes.
You have a Jack in the Box nearby?
Of course we do, sir.
Yeah.
Coming right up. While you're enjoying those fries, please enjoy music from our house band this evening.
I had way too much Super 8 water.
This is going to be the easiest thing. I've just been craving a taco. I've been eating a Super 8 sausage.
So your gourmet tacos are ready.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy those.
He made all this in the back of the car, by the way.
Would you like any fresh ground pepper?
Oh, yes.
For tacos?
Thank you.
Pretty, please, please still sponsor us. Even though I'm pretty sure your water gave me a stomach.
You're supposed to?
You okay? Choking on bean paste. I've been excited because it's so weird, like how nice. I don't know if you guys get this. Boise is so clean.
That's what
it is, yeah.
It's so, and yeah. I'm like from Spokane, Washington, and I've always like wanted it to like just have like restaurants all in one area, but they're like, nah, you gotta drive across town.
Oh, really?
Like, you guys have like a walk of restaurants in Boise, and we do not have that. So if you wanna go on a party, you have to like walk a block to get to the next place, which is a block, and it's fine. I can.
You guys
like, if I have time to get somewhere and it's only going to be like a 20 to 30 minute walk, I'm going to walk that place.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's a good thing to have, yeah. Because most of us just hop in the car.
I'm also very scared of driving, so.
Oh, you are? Really?
I remember on Jared, you said you just recently got your license.
Yeah, I just got my driver's license. I failed twice.
I probably should not be driving.
In the first time, I failed.
The written or the driving?
The driving part. And that's the part you don't want to fail. Like, that's the part where you go, maybe you shouldn't be driving. And the first time, I didn't do that bad. I went to go do the back around the corner, which is, I've never been in a situation in my entire life where I've actually seen someone back around a corner.
Wow.
That way. You know what I mean? It's like, so you have to do that on the driver's test.
What?
And I'm backing around the corner, and my wheel barely goes up on the sidewalk. Everything else, I weirdly passed parallel parking really well.
I don't know how to parallel.
And the guy goes, well, that, you know, you did great. The driving was great, but that's an automatic fail.
Wow.
Because my wheel went up there. And he goes, why weren't you using your backup camera? And I said, well, I thought you weren't allowed to use your backup camera at all. And he goes, no, you can. So my next time, I come back later that day, and the guy I have, the first thing I do is we get out, and he goes, okay, you're going to turn right here. And I go, turn right here? He's like, yeah, turn right here. I'm like, turn right here? And he goes, yes. And he's like, just being a jerk. And I go, okay, I go to turn right. It's a one way.
He tricked you?
Oh my God.
He didn't mean to trick me. He's just not very, like, describing, like, I'm like, you are the
instructor. That was right when you got in?
Yeah. And, well, at first when I get in, he goes, I just want to let you know, the other kid didn't know how to work his air conditioner and stuff, and I almost automatically fell in. I'm like, are you supposed to be telling me this?
Yeah.
We do all this stuff, and I, you know, I do parallel parking really well again. I'm doing all this stuff, and I'm just nervous. And then we go to back around the corner part, and I go to look at my backup cam, and he covers it with his clipboard.
What?
And he goes, you're not supposed to look at that. And I go, the other guy told me I can't. And he goes, that is a lie. Nobody would tell you
God.
That.
I'm
like, oh, my goodness, man.
Wow.
It was just a
intense,
bad thing.
Yeah.
McDonald's is on your left up here at the light.
Sweet. So you did get your license eventually.
I finally did. I got my license. I have not driven alone yet.
Wow.
And my wife does not trust me to drive that much yet. She's always like, you gotta drive more. You gotta drive more. I'm like, you don't let me. Not in my car, but you gotta drive more. Yeah.
Someone else's car.
Someone
is fine.
Risk somebody else's car.
Yeah.
What's the fear? Have you been in a bad something?
Yeah. When I was a kid, we were coming around this corner where you can't see nobody, and somebody was parked right around the corner. My dad ran into the back of them.
Oh.
And a guy said, well, someone in front of me slammed on the brakes, so I slammed on my brakes. And then we went to go drive the car back home, and I was a kid, and front of it caught on fire, like,
oh,
that area.
Gosh.
So, like, I don't trust people. I'm a very untrusting person.
Yet, here you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a stranger's car.
We appreciate you trusting
yes.
us.
Yeah. Well, I'm like a giant baby, too, so I fall asleep easily.
Oh, no.
You probably should not be driving.
Do you ever go on road trips with your wife, though?
Yeah,
she drive the whole way?
Well, we actually drove from Florida to Washington just, like, almost 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And she
trip.
Let me do a little bit of it, but she doesn't trust me on some of those roads. Our freeways are, like, 80 miles.
Yeah.
And she doesn't trust me doing that. So she let me do some of the 60-mile ones.
I probably should not be driving.
Is this the first time you've driven as an adult?
I've done a few times, for a couple years. So
okay.
I've had my permit for years now, like three, four years. I had it for like 4 years before actually getting my license. And I'm excited. As an adult, you don't want to depend on anybody. So, like,
yeah.
I love my wife. I know. She got frustrated a lot because, you know, in her head, she goes, well, who can I depend on? You can't drive if I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? And I'm like, well, become rich and get a personalized driver.
No, until then, sorry.
No, she's right. So, you know, me getting my driver's license was such a a big deal for me.
Yeah.
She's done a lot, man. My credit score went up when I met her. You know, I got a lot of things that ended up happening for me because she, you know, she grew up in military, so.
Oh, dang.
She, you know, I love her, but she's not nice.
What would you like, sir?
A medium French fry. I mean, their finest French fries. My wife actually gets it.
Hi, may I help you?
We'd like a medium fry, please. That's it?
That is a medium fry?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll someone say the price window. Thank you.
Thank you. She's like, nobody just orders a medium fry.
Medium fry.
Yeah. Now, all of your stand-up is with a guitar?
Sometimes I put it down. Sometimes I put it down and I just start going into a rant.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, most of the time I have the guitar. I'm actually working on an hour set right now. I want to put down the guitar next year. And my friend thinks that's a bad idea. Like, he's like, Michael, but, you know, that's why people hire you and all that. But I'm getting to a point in my life where I just want to do art because I love art. You know,
right.
I don't. Improvising is becoming the same thing. Like, I never get anything. Like, you surprisingly get cool stuff at shows. Sometimes you get people who, like, one time I was like, I said something to a guy and I sung him a very dirty love song and I go, what do you do for a living? He's like, oh, I'm a pastor. And so sometimes you just get natural,
yeah,
fun things. But every time it's the same, it's just like either like a drunk guy yelling out some dumb stuff.
Dead body. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just kind of the
same. Dildo or, just that kind of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
When Trump became president, every single
thing,
I don't want any presidents anymore just because of improv. And anytime elections happen, people just shout out the now I get Brandon at every show. Now that was a thing. And it's like I just, like, I get so tired of political stuff because I don't care, like, what your political beliefs are. And I just, like, hate when I do a comedy show and that's all people shout out.
Right.
I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah. There's more out there.
It doesn't become clever. You know, it just, none of the political stuff becomes clever. I just feel like it's like two sides whining about the same thing.
Right.
But on different sides.
Yeah,
and I'm
for
like,
sure.
Yeah, it sounds like two people mocking each other and mimicking each
other.
That's
all it really is.
People are like, you Biden people are dumb. And Biden people are like, you Trump supporters are dumb. And I'm in the middle like, you both
are kind of dumb.
You both are kind of makeup, mom and dad.
Do you ever play at the Spokane Comedy Club?
Yeah, I headline there. They have a they've grown so far. They started with Tacoma, then they added Spokane after that, and now they just have like Indiana, a place by Chicago, Oklahoma.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Same company?
Same
wow.
one. And just great. The owners of it are so great about, like, you know, they put me in all their clubs. If I'm in an area, I can just let them know.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know? So they're great. They let us drink.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
Always
what?
Nice. Yeah,
nice.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah,
yes.
That's great. Free alcohol.
Hi there.
338.
Oh, thank you.
Just
oh,
the fry,
welcome.
Right?
Just the fry.
Thank you.
Why is it that Spokane gets so many huge people and Boise doesn't? Do you have a...
It's because of the club owners. There.
It is?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, Lounge is still newer, and hopefully that's where they will be heading towards. I mean, they have, like, Chad Daniels and stuff coming up, and they're starting to bring bigger names, I know.
But, like, it seems like people go, I mean, if they're going West Coast, they'll hit Spokane, like the Tom Segura's, the Burt Kreischer's, you know what I mean? And they don't come to Boise. It's like, why? We have all the, you know,
we have more
people than you.
They do. I think we're actually pretty even.
Oh, we're close.
We used to be bigger than Boise, and I think we're about the same now. But you guys have people come to the Egyptian.
Yeah.
So I saw Mike Birbiglia there a couple years ago, which I have really, like, you know it now, like, you'll see me, like, going like this a lot away from you guys. It's because, like, I have, like, weird eye problems, and it's, like, sometimes my eyes start to hurt.
Oh,
I think it's from how many times I've hit my head, because I've hit it way too many times. You know, like, I was telling you about the falling asleep thing, like, my eyes just get tired, and so, you know, and it's so funny, because he talks about sleepwalking and stuff,
right.
So during his whole show, I'm just like this, my favorite comic, and I'm just like,
oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
And people
didn't he jump out a two-story?
Yeah, from
sleepwalking.
Yeah. He was sleepwalking, and he said he pictured a missile was coming, and he ran, and he said the window was down, so he jumped through the window, the glass and everything, and then went to the hotel desk person, just blood and glass, and was like, can you call an ambulance?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm sorry about that. Wait.
No, that's okay. Thank you.
My wife would actually be really happy about this because she,
I love how
she is a, she's a germaphobe, and I'll usually, like, you know, I always carry wipes. I wipe my hands. I put hand sanitizer on before we eat and stuff. And, you know, like, if we're on an airplane, she doesn't want me eating the food with my hands. Like, if we have a bag of grapes, she wants me, which I understand. Yeah. She has, like, she has a very bad immune disorder.
Oh, okay.
So she has stuff, and so, you know, I try to be careful so, you know, I can keep her safe because she has a reasoning. And then when I'm not around her, I'm just, like, touching the bottom of toilets.
Yeah, you're just, like, trying to work my touch everything. So what brought you to China? That's insane.
So, I believe yes and in life. Okay. Improv, the biggest thing, the concept is yes and. And I fully 100% go with that in life. And I think that's the reason some people don't get exciting things happening or the things they want in life, because they don't just say yes and try to see where they need to go with
it.
You know, so one thing led to another and to a led to another. I was doing personalized songs. A lady messaged me on Fiverr. I was doing some stuff on Fiverr, and she messages me and goes, hey, can you do these kids' songs to help teach English? And I like knowing what I'm doing work for. I don't like to just do work and then just be like, I did it.
Yeah.
You know, where is it at? Where is it at in the world? And I said, what are these songs for? And she told me, we're opening up a learning center in China that we're building right now. I was like, that's so cool. I said, I've worked with kids for this long. And then she asked, oh, can you send me some of my stuff? And yeah, and I showed her, and she messaged me. She goes, this is crazy. She goes, we're actually looking for somebody to come here and help us out with the start of this program.
Wow.
And building it. She said, building program. Like, we were literally there helping her pick colors here.
No, there's no left turn there.
Yeah.
Forward?
Yeah, forward.
We were literally helping her, like, pick colors for the building when we got there.
What?
So we were there for a couple weeks before it even opened up, and
did she help you get there financially?
Yep, they paid for our visa, so now we have our visas
awesome.
For China, and it was a cool experience, even though, like, after 4 weeks, all of that happened, but yeah. it was a cool experience to have at first. We were there for 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks for the Chinese New Year, all of that, when COVID first started, and it was like 100. I remember being there, being like, oh, it's 20 people. They found 100 people. Then 500 to 1,000.
So this was March.
Yeah, no, this all started in January.
It was January then.
Over
okay.
there.
Uh-huh.
Which is so funny because it started over there in January, and, you know, we knew, and it started building and building, and then when we found out we were coming back, people were like, and it was a couple thousand now when we found we're like, come back, and people were like, okay, well, you know, you should stay away from us. You should do that. And we got it. Even after a month, people still didn't want to go near us because they didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
And we told them, this might sound horrible, but we said it's coming here. It's going to be, because when we got to the U.S., they knew we were coming straight from China. And this was when all the borders over there were closing. Like, everything was, I don't know why I'm talking with the fork. but everything was happening. When we came back, this was when they were already thinking about shutting down planes. And when we came in, they didn't test us. They didn't tell us to quarantine.
Wow.
We came in through Seattle, and that was one of the main first places that it was coming in through. They just
take right up here on Myrtle.
Yeah. He touched my arm.
Yeah, he's a great guidance. So they just let us in like it was nothing, and we decided to quarantine for ourselves.
Oh, good for you. Wow.
Because at that time, nobody knew what it was.
Yeah. You're so lucky to have been able to come home, I think.
We got the last flight.
Wow.
If we would have left one day later, we would have not been able to.
Wow.
That's when they closed everything down. Weirdly, I enjoyed the experience. Like,
yeah, that'd be really cool to do.
Yeah, and just like, I don't look at things that negative ways. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, what a story.
Oh, yeah.
Now do I have for the rest
yeah.
of it.
You were in China when the virus broke out.
Yeah.
Did you start it?
Yeah. You know, what's funny is we came back 2 months later, went to Mexico, and then we got hit by a hurricane.
What?
So,
you're kind of feeling like...
That we're just like, are we bad luck for people?
just a moment, please. Two tacos?
Yeah, do they just have one, or do they come in packages?
I think if they're two.
Yeah, we can do the two tacos.
Can we please have two tacos, and that's it? Or do they come with sauce? Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah, these you don't need to dip them in anything. They come with the flavor of the grease.
Yeah.
Of the pan.
And the built-in meat that's in them when they arrive at the restaurant. If it's like... If it's the same as it was when I worked there when I was 14, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just, they're just bigger of those frozen tacos. That you
get. Exactly. They drop them in
the
a fryer.
For you, sir.
Yes. These are gourmet tacos.
Yes.
Mm.
Good. Yes, please.
It used to be two for a dollar.
Jeez.
I know. My mom used to work here for,
oh, really?
I think 20 something years.
Wow. Wow. Jeez.
No.
No, thank you. Thank you, you too. Do I actually know where I am?
You could take a right.
Oh, no, then I don't know.
Yeah, I like how you question that. Like, you ask yourself, like, straight up, like, do I know where I am?
Yeah,
and then he was like,
no, you don't
know where you are. And that makes me feel safe. As an answer. I don't have to perform until 9, so if we get lost, it's okay.
So now after this, you're going hiking?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
After after eating tacos and fries, I'm like...
Time to hike.
You'll need a hike after that.
Time to hike. And I got leftover fries and still one taco, and I'm probably going to just carry the bag with me, and then when I'm hiking, I'm going to pull it out and eat it and have Phil get really angry at me.
Oh, is that with the comedian Phil Kaczynski?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Kaczynski.
So I started with Phil when I first started off in comedy. And then Corey was one of the first people I met in comedy, too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
So.
Do you know Gabriel Rutledge?
Oh, yeah. Love him. Gabriel. So, yes. Such a funny guy.
Yeah, nice. He's hilarious.
Gabriel Rutledge. I know a lot of, like, Andrew Rivers, Corey Michaelis, Gabriel Rutledge, Derek Sheen.
Oh, cool.
Travis Nelson. Yeah, the great comics, and then there's Jared.
All right, thank you so much, Michael, for being on Uber Funny. It was awesome having you in the car. Hopefully you enjoyed your meal. Anything you want to plug that's coming up that... hold on, sorry. Anything you'd like to plug that's coming up for you?
To go check me out on my website and everything, michaelgladsmire.com, for I have upcoming dates and tours consistently happening, and I'm definitely going to be coming back to Boise.
Yay.
Awesome.
Welcome on this podcast anytime.
Yeah, I'll be back here in September going on a tour with a guy who is a complete mute comedian. He can't talk, so he uses his phone.
Wow.
So we're going to be doing a huge tour coming up year.
Incredible.
So hopefully in a couple months, tickets will start releasing for that next year tour, where part of the proceeds are going to go back to kids with disabilities.
That's fantastic.
Amazing.
And by kids with disabilities, I'm talking about him and I. Take your money. Okay.
Buy food, so guess what? It's okay.
Later on, I went on this show. They got me some grub. And later, if you pay enough, you can see me on the hub.